Sports Betting Show coming out of Pat McAfee Corporate Offices. I am Tone Diggs.
And a baby, Tone.
Let's admit.
I mean, there's a...
Was he cameraing around?
Yeah, he's a fucking glitch in the...
Matrix?
Yeah.
I'm Tone Diggs.
My baby, Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day.
What? Nicky Skates is in the back.
How we doing?
How you doing?
Good. 2-0 last night. Feeling good.
Hell yeah.
Both of you too. Congrats, hockey. Undefeated hockey.
Thank you, sir.
Mitt, how you doing?
You know, Tony, I'm probably doing the best I've ever done.
Look at this motherfucker.
Yeah. I decided to throw this cowboy hat on, try to get a little cowboy.
That a baby.
How those headphones.
That a baby.
Actually, this cowboy hat has drastically influenced the production of this show, so this is coming off right now.
Hey, you look good for a little bit there. Huge smart. Show.
Hey, it was a good run, and you know what? It was a good run for me last night in the NBA.
Okay. How'd you do,
Tony? I had 4 wins, 1 loss, and a tie.
Okay.
Or a push.
Pretty good night. Some will call it a push. Some call it a push. College basketball tournaments are very, very underway. I believe we have 12 NHL games tonight, too. 12 or 13, something like that.
Massive slate.
So, massive slate for NHL, which we will dive into. College ball, good start for me. I'm 2-0 today with TCU, who was down 18 at half and came back to win over Texas. Texas stinks. And then was on Texas A&M plus 2.5. They tried blowing it. They did not. They won an overtime against Florida. How are you doing to start the day?
I only got Creighton right now.
Oh, you're on Creighton?
Yeah.
I was almost on the Jays. Wait, aren't they up against Marquette?
Or no, I'm on Marquette. Okay, sorry. Okay. Yeah, but that's just...
How's that going?
Not great.
The two games I'm on right now...
Why didn't you tweet those out?
I did tweet them out. Like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. You should tweet those out in the morning. I don't know if anybody...
Here's what I'll
did
say.
Did you not get any?
Here's what I'll say about tweeting them out in the morning. Oh. You feed a man a fish, he eats for a day.
Yep.
You teach a man to fish, he eats for a lifetime.
Huh. Well said. I like this wisdom tone with your new hat.
Smart. Thank you.
Smart.
You should impart more daily wisdom on the show.
Yeah, I should try to.
You should start the day. Maybe Tony's quotes.
Tony's quotes?
Yeah.
Tony's quotes right now. I got Boise minus 5.5. They're down 6 to Nevada.
Ooh, you took that game, huh?
I did. And then I have Long Beach State minus 6. They're currently tied with CSB. Bakersfield.
Ooh,
you Bakers. Got any going right now besides just Marquette?
I mean, I was on Iowa, but
that's a blowout.
I didn't tweet it out, so whatever.
Well, but, good. I mean, you did well.
Yeah, but that, I mean, a game like that, I mean, Northwestern finished at what time last night? That is such a quick turnaround.
Oh, Creighton's up 6 right now. Yeah, you're fine. Good. It was a money line?
Marquette?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I tell you what, Iowa might win this thing.
Hey, they're hot.
The way they're playing, it's going to be them. I mean, Indiana came back against Michigan, but I don't think that means much. It's huge for Indiana getting into the tournament.
Yeah,
but
Michigan fucked that one up. LSU's up by 10 on Missouri. Miami's up on BC.
Yeah, like I said, whoever wins that Illinois Iowa game, which I think it will get to, should win the Big Ten, I think. I may be wrong.
Kansas has already beaten the fuck out of WVU. Akron sneaked one out against Buffalo. That was always going to be a good game. Duke held on against Syracuse. Syracuse covered. Providence held on against Butler. That was tight the entire time. Toledo, who was 26-6, won by 1 point against a 7-23 Central Michigan team.
That'll happen.
Huge for Toledo. Yeah, I believe Iona lost by a point last night.
So were they out
of the tournament?
Yeah.
So I think they might be.
No way.
Well, here's
the Gales.
Let me go to the standings, because when I was looking at it the other day, like I think they're the only team in their conference with 20 wins, and it was 20 wins by a lot. Okay, so they're 25-7. The next best record in that conference is 17-11. So we're going to get a fucking shit team out of that conference for sure.
Yes.
They lost to Ryder, who was 8-12 in conference, 14-18 on the season.
Jeez.
Tough. Absolutely fucking tough. Texas A&M won Fordham.
So Florida's upset. Florida's out.
Florida looks Johnny John Rothstein.
Yeah,
he believes they are an NIT team now. It's tough for them. You know what's not tough for us? Flexing first five plus a half.
Thanks. I mean,
whew. Giants first five plus a half.
What are the rule changes?
Southside!
Southside! I was going to get in there right after
you. I heard you fucking click the button.
Do we know?
Bigger bases. And then some shit with money that I don't give a fuck about.
You can't shift. You're not allowed to
shift. Is that real?
Yeah.
The shift is dead?
That would be awesome. But like,
is that real, Mitt?
Where do you draw the line? You know what I mean?
Is the shift dead?
I'm going to be honest. That got sent to me in a random friend group message from somebody that played baseball, and I saw it had a check.
I had seen it. I wasn't sure it was confirmed.
It was in the same. I saw it in the same thing as the bigger bases, and I don't know shit about baseball, and I wasn't going to fact check
it. I didn't double check on the bigger bases, but I think it's right.
Yeah, the bigger bases.
All right, here. So baseball is back. 9-inning doubleheaders and regular extra inning rules return.
Yes.
Man on second is done.
Yes.
7 innings is done. That's all I'm seeing right now.
I retract my statement then.
Ooh. I mean, banning you could be right.
Banning the shift would be wild.
Banning the shift would be fucking wild.
Would that make baseball for like me, like someone that doesn't watch baseball, more fun to watch?
I don't know.
Like people were saying,
there'd be more hits.
Yeah, that's probably what people were saying. People were saying there'd be like more hits, more runs, but that doesn't really make sense to me.
Well, I'll explain it to you someday. Today the news is that we're back. So this show this summer,
April 7th,
has a lot better time.
You get two. You can get two double headers. You get two first fives in now too. Now that's 7 innings. Never have to bet a full game again.
You're right.
Ever.
So we're back. We're back. The show loves betting baseball.
Love
Southside.
Southside.
I'm so fucking happy I can say that.
Wait till the Red Sox get Correa.
Whoa.
Yeah. That'll be the next domino to fall.
Whoa. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's go. I got how many college ball picks do you have left?
20 piece.
20 left?
That is correct, Tony. Yeah, 20 piece.
I got 15 left.
That's pretty good.
Let's roll through them. There were 60 games today. We're both picking a third of them, pretty much.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good stuff. So we'll roll through them today. Right now I got Boise, who has now taken a one-point lead, thank God. And Long Beach State, who is down 3. That's not good.
Oh, if I can just interject.
How many you got, Mitt? Interject, please.
I have a KU right now, minus 10. Yeah, I took them a full game. If you can get them at a number around there, I would take that.
You
can't.
You won't be able to because they are already up by that much, I believe. I could be wrong, Mitt.
Yeah, if that turns around.
They're up by 9. The live line. You know what? I'm going to get you a live line because this is a gambling show, and that's what we're going to do, okay?
What's Syracuse covering? Good for them.
Yeah. I mean, they were almost winning for a while after fucking... Kansas is minus 16.5 on the live line.
That's pretty good. Hop on them, man.
They're up 13 right now, so...
Well, sorry. I should have tweeted that one out.
No, fish day. You get it. Yeah, I mean, with Buddy, they put up... Without Buddy, they put up hell of a fight. How do you want to do it? You just want to go through it?
Yeah, go for it.
I forgot to write notes down on these. What an asshole.
Jeez. What happened? What the fuck
happened? I was supposed to go. I don't know. A lot of shit happened.
I mean, there's 20 picks. Just fucking go for it. I want me to start? Here we go.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm taking Colorado plus 1.5 versus Oregon. Ducks are terrible. Neutral site. Terrible is a favorite. And Colorado's covered 5 of 6, my friend.
I am on Colorado plus 1.5 against Oregon. 7-3 in their last 10. Oregon's 4-6 in their last 10. Ducks are 3-8 ATS in their last 11 overall. Colorado 5-1 ATS their last 6 overall. Colorado's a decent ball club here, so we'll take them against the Ducks, who normally tournament time I like. This year.
No, thank you.
Not so much.
I'm back on my faithful Wyoming Cowboys.
Oh, you trust them right now.
Yeah, getting one against UNLV.
Okay.
Covered four straight neutral sites as a dog. Covered 8 of 10 neutral sites overall, my friend.
I will meet you Gumpy. I am also on the Wyoming Cowboys.
Put your fucking hat back on, Mitt. Let's go, Cowboy.
Laying Kent -6.5. Oof. Tips off in 18 minutes. They're against Miami of Ohio. Kent, 10-0 in their last 10.
Oof. Is that good?
That's pretty good.
That's good.
Miami of Ohio is 1-7 ATS. Their last 8 is a dog. 1-6 ATS. Their last 7 versus teams with a winning record. Kent, 9-2-1 ATS. Their last 12 overall. Handled this matchup in the regular season. So Kent -6.5.
All right. Louisiana Tech.
Let me see if I'm on.
Catching one against Western Kentucky.
No, I'm not on that one.
Bulldogs covered 5 of 6 neutral site games, covered 4 of 5 neutral site games as a dog, my friend.
5:30 tip off. I am on UCSB, UC Santa Barbara money line versus UC Irvine.
Oh, no.
Are you on Irvine?
Yeah. 1.5.
Okay, so both teams are 8-2 in their last 10.
Yeah.
Santa Barbara, 3-1-1 ATS, their last 5 overall. 3-0-1, their last 4 versus teams with a winning record. Irvine's not. This is a toss up game, so.
Yeah.
Plead your case if you have one.
I like Irvine. Okay. Good to me all year.
Go ahead, you.
SC State getting 4.5 versus Morgan State.
Okay.
Morgan State covered 2 of 7 neutral site games as a favorite. Bulldogs covered 6 straight neutral sites as a dog, my friend.
A matchup that was split in the regular season, but in the last game, I was actually on them, and they covered for me in this situation. South Carolina's +4.5 against Mississippi State. Ooh. Mississippi State, 0-5 ATS in their last 5. 0-4 ATS in their last 4 versus a team with a winning record. South Carolina's 5-1 ATS, their last 6 is a dog. 6-2 ATS, their last 8 overall. They handled Mississippi State in the last matchup. They're 4.5 point dogs here. I don't know if I'm missing something, but I like South Carolina +4.5.
All right. Michigan State money line versus Maryland.
Okay.
This is the Big Ten tournament. It's fucking Izzo. They're not going out in the first round to Maryland.
Some will say January, February, Izzo, April.
That's what I've been hearing.
That's what I've been told.
Their money line -130. I mean, come on, what are we talking about?
GW, George Washington +3 against UMass and the Minutemen. They're both 5-5 ATS. Or sorry,
you say you're going against UMass?
I am going against UMass. Are you on UMass?
No.
You don't like me going against the Minutemen.
I mean, I love the Minutemen.
They're both 5-5 in their last 10.
Especially come tourney time.
Minutemen are 2-5. Sorry. You got me right off.
I'm fucking with you, dude.
3-6 ATS in the last 9 overall. 1-3-1 last 5 as a favorite. G-Dub? 7-2-1 last 10 as a dog. 9-3-1 overall. I'll take the points. +3.
Go on. I'm taking Virginia Tech getting 1 versus the Fighting Irish.
Oh, no.
The Fighting Irish have covered 1 of 7 neutral site games. I like VTech.
I'm on the other side.
That's fair.
I'm on the other side.
That's fair.
But I got Notre Dame at +1.5.
Hey, so
the line moved.
Let's stay in Indiana here, Tony. I'm going to go with the Ball State Chirp Chirps. They're getting 7.5 against Ohio, who Ohio has absolutely stunk as of late in their last 5. I have no idea why. Ball State.
The Bobcats?
They're up and down. But, yeah, the Bobcats, dude, they stink. They're 0-5 in their last 5.
Okay.
0-4 in their last 4. Jeez.
That's fine.
It's good, man.
I'm on Siena. Plus the 1.5. You as well?
Yes, sir.
Against Quinnipiac.
There's the one. Now I don't have to say it.
2-8 in the last 10 for Quinnipiac. 6-4 for Siena. The trends are not good for the Quinnipiac.
No. There's squad good here. No.
Siena as a pup for some reason.
I'm laying the 5.5 with Bama.
You son of a bitch. We did this 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Commodore's neutral site covered 3 of 16 as a dog.
I'm on Vandy plus the 5.5.
Fuck off.
We had the same game 3 weeks ago.
Guess what? It's a new fucking game. I know, and it's fucking tourney time, Tony. I know.
I'm fucking with you, dude. But I'm on Vandy plus 5.5.
Well, in that game, we have a tie on the show, and to break the tie, I'm going with Alabama minus 5.5.
You did the same thing 3 weeks ago.
Yes, man.
Hey, and you know what? Me and Gumpy on this side are due.
No. Gumpy is not due.
No. I mean this game, like the exact same
thing.
Yeah, we did lose round one.
In the first 10 days of March, I think Gumpy's 60 and 30. So.
Yeah, I know, and I'm pumped that I'm on the same side as him. Jesus Christ.
Psychopath.
Don't do it, don't.
Go ahead, sorry.
NC Central.
Let me see.
Money line versus Maryland East Shore.
Oh, yeah. Fuck
East Shore. I hate East Shore.
Yeah, it stinks. Fuck.
I don't know why people think this team is good or going to turn it around at whenever. Eagles have covered 20 of 28 neutral site games and 15 of 20 as a favorite.
Okay. I'm on New Orleans minus 5 against McNeese. Are you on McNeese?
You're going against McNeese.
Fuck you. I know you like them. I know you like
love McNeese. McNeese.
But I'm on New Orleans. This was a matchup situation, if I remember correctly, which what's something happening?
Kaepernick.
He's on the team.
He's ready.
He's coming back.
He's ready. I mean, if you see what...
Don't.
It looks good.
I think it's a good matchup for New Orleans. They're minus 5 against McNeese.
Checks out.
Take them.
I'm laying 4 with Richmond.
Spiders?
Yeah. Rhode Island covered 1 of 7, 1 of 5 as a dog, my friend.
I'm on UC Davis plus 3.5 against Cal State Fullerton.
Ooh.
You don't like it?
I was on Cal State money line.
You are?
Yeah. UC Davis neutral site trends are.
See, yeah, I don't mind that. I don't look at them. You I do look at Cal State being 1-4 ATS their last 5 as a favorite.
I mean,
Davis is 4-0 ATS their last 4 overall.
I'd worry about the Aggies being covering 3 of 16 on neutral site if I was.
Yeah, but I mean, neutral site. What are we even talking about?
That
I mean, 20 picks each. We're bound to go.
You saw what happened to fucking Michigan today, dude.
Well, they stink.
Juwan Howard, bad coach.
Yeah, give me fucking Phil Fortenelle. That's not his name. Phil Martelli. Sorry.
I'm laying 5 with Ohio State against Penn State. Buckeyes covered 12 of 17 neutral sites. Penn State played last night, just like Northwestern did. I think Ohio State runs away with this one.
I got FAU plus 7.5 against UAB. Hmm. FAU, 4-0 ATS, the last 4 is a dog. 11-5 ATS, their last 16 overall. UAB is 1-4 their last 5 is a favorite. 1-4 their last 5 overall. There was a matchup situation here that I was also looking at that I want to get out into the air. So 2 pointers.
Computer shut down again or what?
What? No. Oh, you mean like why I didn't have notes?
Your computer shut down.
My brain just didn't work today at some point. UAB scores most of their points from 2-point range. FAU has a top 60 defense from 2-point range, which is good there. And then they have the advantage on offense. And I don't know why FAU is a dog here. So fuck it. Taking it.
All right. Colorado State. Money line versus Utah
That's
State.
Good ball team. Both offenses here are good ball teams. Huh?
Colorado State's been good all year. I like them here.
Go ahead. Staying with this game, Tony. Yes. This is an absolute homer pick.
You're on Utah State, you fuck.
I mean, I'm an alumni. I was born on campus. So, I mean, they're getting 3. So maybe they lose by 3.
Yeah, we can middle it. No, they lose by 2. You're good.
Yeah. Well, unless I took them at plus 3.5.
Unless you want the push.
I took them at plus 3.5. So I'm going with Utah State plus 3.5. Total homer pick here. Giant Utah State fan. Probably the biggest that any of you guys will ever know.
Let's hope. I'm on Niagara plus 2.5. Are you on the other side? against Monmouth. They're both well, Niagara's 6-4 in their last 10. Monmouth is 5-5.
Yep.
Niagara 4-0 ATS their last four against teams with a winning record. Monmouth, you know, 0-4 ATS their last four overall and as a fave. So, you know, I'll take Niagara.
Give me Monmouth money line. Thank you very much.
Feel good about them?
Yeah, I like Monmouth. I'm not a big Niagara guy. Florida A&M money line versus Alabama A&M.
Okay.
Rattlers covered 6 of 8 neutral sites. A&M covered 1 of 5 neutral sites as a dog.
Can't tell if you're gonna love this one or hate this one.
What do you got?
Well, Seton Hall +4.5 against UConn. Both are, well, Seton Hall's 8-2 in their last 10, 21-9 overall. UConn 22-8 overall, 7-3 in their last 10. Seton Hall, 4-0 ATS their last four versus a team with a winning record, 9-3 ATS the last 12 is a dog. UConn, 0-3-1 ATS their last four overall, as a favorite as well. 2-6 ATS versus a team with a winning record. So, you know, I'll take the points here with Seton Hall. I didn't know if you're going to love that one or hate that one. Turns out you're in the middle.
It's an interesting number.
Okay.
Yeah. Northern Colorado, money line versus Eastern Washington.
Son of a bitch.
I love Northern Colorado. They have been good to me all year, my friend.
We can middle this one. Eastern Washington +4.5.
Oh, it's that high?
Yeah, no.
Jeez. I would not lay 4.5.
Okay. They're both 18-14, 7-3 in the last 10. So they're very similar teams. To be honest, this was not one of my favorite ones either. Northern Colorado's 0-4 ATS, the last four is a favorite. So I'll take the 4.5 with Eastern Washington.
I'll lay the 5 with USC.
Go ahead.
Washington played last night. USC is very good. Washington, not so much.
I like it. My last game of the night, I'm pretty sure it's against you.
What do you got? You're on Riverside?
I'm on Riverside.
Jesus.
Moneyline.
All right.
Another situation where both teams are 16-11. Both teams are 5-5 in their last 10.
Where's this game at?
Not Hawaii.
Well, why is it starting at 11:30?
It might. Well, that's only 8:30.
Hawaii time?
No, it's 8:30 Pacific time.
Specific
time. Huh. Riverside 5-1 ATS in the last six overall. 6-0 ATS their last six versus a team with a winning record.
What's going to happen here?
Is a wake up in the morning and check this score.
You know what we're going to get here.
Okay.
Somebody's going to be a winner tonight, and we'll get the
tweet.
Yeah, you know what'll happen. Hawaii +3. Dogs covered 9-14 in this matchup. And yeah. Then I'm going to finish it off, as much as I hate to go against a good friend of mine, Stephen F. Austin. I'm going to take 2.5 with Abilene Christian.
That's a good matchup there.
Wildcats covered 4 of 5 overall and 7 of 8 neutral site games, my friend.
Okay. Mate, you got any others?
No, sir.
Okay, so let's roll through them.
Jeez.
Tipping off in 5 minutes.
Can I send you mine so you can read them?
That might take like a really long time. You got 20.
Kent -6 against Miami of Ohio. UCSB money line. Colorado +1.5. South Carolina +4.5. G-Dub, George Washington +3. Siena +1.5. Notre Dame +1.5. Vandy +5.5. New Orleans -5. UC Davis +3.5. FAU +7.5. Niagara +2.5. Seton Hall +4.5. Eastern Washington +4.5. UC Riverside -145.
That's all?
Yes.
Well, I'm just going to want to stand up for this.
Fucking volume shooters today, baby. Let's go, Wood!
Colorado +1.5. Wyoming +1. LA Tech +1. UC Irvine +1.5. SC State +4.5. Michigan State money line. Virginia Tech +1. Siena +1.5. Alabama -5.5. NC Central money line. Richmond -4. Ohio State -5. Colorado State money line, CS Fullerton money line, Monmouth money line, Florida A&M money line, Northern Colorado money line, USC -5, Hawaii +3, Abilene Christian +2.5.
and the dipping my toe in the water here in the CBB. I got Wyoming money line, Ball State plus +8, Alabama minus -5.5, and Utah State plus +3.5.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, good work, boys.
That's good stuff.
Tomorrow, the slate's just as good.
Is it going to be that many again?
No, it'll shrink a little bit.
This will be the last day we get this many here.
Games. Yeah, it will be. It's James.
Thank God baseball's back. I mean, I'll put on my NC Dinos tarp if I need to, but I don't want to.
Let's go to the fucking ice. Let's go to the fucking ice. You kidding me? You ready, Raldi? Big slate.
Let's go to the ice. Massive slate, boys.
Massive fucking slate.
None of my lads are playing tonight.
None of the lads are playing in the massive slate.
No.
It's a good slate, though.
It is.
Fucking, we got good matchups here.
Solid slate.
All right, here we go. Starting at the top. Actually, skip that one. We'll save that one for later.
Oh no. He's skipping the Bruins?
Chicago Blackhawks going into town, in Beantown, taking on the Bruins.
Swayman in net.
Swayman is in net. Bruins are hot. Chicago stinks. Simple as that. Boston is minus -180, in regulation. I'll take that.
It's tough.
I'll take it. I'll work it into a parlay. You could also go puck line. I think they're still even favored. It's on the puck line at minus -118. But I'm going to roll officially with the 180 on the 60-minute money line for the Boston Bruins.
There we go.
Now,
go ahead.
I want to ask you a question about, I believe, is the next game on the lineup.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got the Knights at the Sabres.
Vegas coming to town.
Revenge game. Jackie Ace's
revenge.
Who's revenge game for?
But I'm saying Buffalo, that didn't end very well. How do the players feel about Jackie Ace?
Guy was stripped of his captain.
That's what I'm saying.
Did the players like Jackie Ace?
I think it was more of an ownership front office battle with Jackie. Here's the problem, though. Robin Leonard is going back to Vegas to get an injury checked out. Vegas' goaltending has already been shaky.
Weeksy told us.
And they can't score.
Weeksy told us.
Patches is still out.
O'Houlihan?
Stoner is still out. Jackie's basically the entire offense they got right now. The other problem is Buffalo stinks. They've lost 8 of their last 10.
I'm staying with.
Are you taking the boost?
What is the boost? I haven't gotten that for you.
Eichel to record 2+ points plus +200.
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, maybe. Listen, Vegas, they're averaging 2 goals a game over the past 11. I'm going to take Buffalo plus 1.5.
You're on the fucking Sabres.
Sobs. Sobs plus a half.
Oh, no, Ty. Oh, no.
+142.
Jackie Aces goes home, and he's on the other side.
There's a lot going on with that Vegas team. I just can't trust them right now. A lot of cement and a lot of skates.
Coats, Leafs are minus -420, and the Yotes come to town. They get up for these games sometimes.
They do, and this is another one of our 2.5 spread games. Give me the Yotes at +2.5.
Yeah, it's tough to not do.
And I'll tell you why. Coyotes are the first team in the NHL since the 95-96 Pittsburgh Penguins to score 8 goals in consecutive games.
The Guinos.
Wow.
Jack Campbell is hurt for the Leafs. He's going to be out for, it sounds like, 2 weeks or so. He was already not playing well. Their goaltender. Peter Mrazek is going to go, it sounds like. He's kind of banged up already, it sounds like, weeks he told us. We know how the Yotes, you mentioned it, they get up for big games. Toronto's not been playing well lately. Give me the Yotes at 2.5 at minus -145.
Kessel playing?
Probably. He's probably going to play.
Yeah. I thought he had a baby.
Yeah, he missed last game. Rupper was not happy. He played one shift, I think, and then ducked out in the middle.
Rupper didn't like that.
Fucking playing hockey.
Fucking Kyle Ripken move.
Yeah.
Sanctity.
Panthers also minus -375 against the Flyers.
Another similar situation. This one kind of scares me because the Panthers can light it up. But these two teams have played twice already. Both times the Panthers won 4-2 and 2-1. Flyers are on a 2-game win streak. Give me the Flyers plus +2.5. Keep it close. Keep it close.
Stay away from that one too. Is this the worst game of all time?
Potentially.
Kraken. Sens.
It's got a shot at being. Give me the Sens. Anton Forsberg supposed to get the start for the Senators. He's been playing lights out lately in goal for them. Ottawa minus -140 on the money line.
Fucking Wild and Wings. Wilder. Pretty heavy favorites, minus -182 on the fucking money line against the Detroit Red Wings.
Wild have been on a bit of a schneid. trying to figure some things out, kind of in danger of losing their playoff spot here. But I will go with the Wild in regulation, minus 115.
Okay. What's next on the list here? Winnipeg at New Jersey.
Winnipeg, big win the other night, 7-4 win over Tampa.
Didn't go well.
But they used Connor Hellebuck in that game, their starter, their stud net. He will not be playing in this game. Let's go with Jersey at home. Jack Hughes has a 12-game home point streak. New Jersey, minus 134 on the money line.
What do we got here? We got the Blue Jackets go to the Isles. Blues, Blue Jackets aren't, they're not hot anymore, are they?
No, they kind of cooled off a little bit, but I'm still, and
they're still
fine. I'm still kind of confused by this one, but what do I know? The Islanders are big favorites here at minus 178, but Matty Barzal is out. They just had their 13th loss in their last 20 games.
Even Trotz is out on the fucking Isles.
Dude. All of Columbus's past four losses have been by one goal. Give me Columbus on the money line, plus 146.
Ducks go to the Preds. Preds are pretty big favorites. I think minus 180 or whatever on the money line.
192, I think.
192.
But yeah, give me the Preds, 60-minute line.
Okay.
Minus 115.
I
got one play tonight, unless it's the coin.
Is it Rangers-Blues?
Nope.
Okay, well, we're going Rangers Blues. Give me the Rangers on the road. Shesterkin is in net. Guy's an absolute stud. We talk about him all the time. Blues have lost four straight, and that was after their 5-3 loss to the Rangers last Wednesday.
I'm going
to
jump on this one with you. I will make an NHL pick. I will be on the Rangers as well.
Minus 102.
Are you worried about the Guinos playing the Rags in the first round?
Only worried about Shesterkin.
Yeah. What if they get Patty Kane?
That would be troublesome and problematic. They could get anybody. They have so much cap room and assets, they could go get anybody. But, you know, we'll see.
You know, they aren't getting fucking anybody from the Stars. We're making a run. Fucking weeks, he said.
Yeah, give me the fucking Rangers, dude.
Broadway Blue Shirts, money line.
What was this game? Is this game a preview of the Stanley Cup
final? A lot of people are saying that. This one is tough. Calgary, 16-3-1 in their past 20 games. But two of the regulation defeats and the overtime loss have come in the last seven games.
Yep.
It's been a little more recent. Give me Tampa on the money line, minus 104, going into Calgary.
I'm with you. You will not get Tampa Bay at minus 104 straight up money line very often, my friend. Thank you very much.
Ooh, just found another game that I fucking love.
I think I'm reading your mind here, my friend. The LA Kings at home against the Sharks.
60 minute, thank you very much.
Sharks are supposed to get Erik Karlsson back tonight, but I still like the Kings. And Kings have...
Karlsson's a gamer.
He is. Kings are banged up a little bit, but I think the Sharks are rolling with their third string goalie. So give the Kings
stink, dude.
On the 60-minute line in regulation minus 120.
It's only one game left.
There's only one game left.
I think it's a good one too.
It is a good one. I think it's perfect for this. It's fitting for this. Colorado on the road minus 120 going to Carolina. Let's have our friend make the call.
All rise for the honorable coin.
Oh, fuck this up.
Colorado Avalanche. Minus 120, travel to Carolina, home of
the Hurricanes.
20,000 screaming Caniacs, brother.
Brother! And one of my favorite football coaches of all time, Bill Carr. Plus 100. Let the coin speak.
Colorado will be heads.
Colorado will be heads.
Carolina will be tails.
Carolina will be tails.
Hold on. What's Colorado?
Heads.
Heads.
Colorado, okay, give me heads.
It's tails. Carolina. Ah!
The coin has spoken. Carolina Hurricanes plus 100 at home against the Colorado Avalanche.
Colorado on a back-to-back, right?
Oh, boy.
No.
No.
Colorado didn't play last night.
But off a loss, they just lost the jersey.
Yikes.
Colorado, fresh off a loss, goes into Carolina, a team I have said is terrible for a couple weeks now. The coin made the decision. Carolina Hurricanes, money line.
Points-wise, if you go by points, overall points in the NHL, these are the two best teams in the league currently.
Jeez, so a couple fucking barn burners between the Eastern and Western Conference tonight, huh, Paul?
It's a big, big slate.
Fucking big.
You want those one more time?
Yeah, fucking roll through them.
Arizona +2.5. Boston Bruins -180, 60-minute money line. Buffalo Sabres +1.5. Flyers +2.5. Ottawa Senators money line -140. Minnesota Wild -115, 60-minute regulation. New Jersey Devils -134 money line. Columbus Blue Jackets +146 money line. Nashville Predators 60-minute money line -115. New York Rangers -102 money line.
I like how you're saying that.
Tampa Bay Lightning -104 money line. LA Kings -120 60-minute money line. And the coin has selected the Carolina Hurricanes at home at even money on the money line.
And I'm on the Kings 60-minute and the Rangers.
Just Tampa Bay Lightning money line for me, thank you.
Just Tampa?
Yeah.
This could be awesome, or it might go horribly wrong.
Could it feels like we're all kind of in the same spot here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of action on the fucking board tonight for Hamardan. It is Thursday.
Yeah. Iowa just put up 112.
Jesus. That's awesome. What was that, Mitt?
That's awesome. Sorry, my mic was turned off. I didn't know that.
Oh, Boise came back. They're up 5.5. Long Beach is up 3.5. Let's go. How's fucking Marquette doing, Paul?
Not great.
I don't know. Are they going to be in the tournament?
You fucking did this yesterday. Don't do it again.
I just am asking.
I'm telling. Dude. I told you yesterday. They're in the dance.
Okay.
Mitt, are you betting on the biggest game of the association season?
Are you?
100% dude.
What about Jimmy Harden record 10 plus assists and Sixers to win?
No, that is not what I'm throwing. I'm throwing the Brooklyn Nets at the +4.5.
Ooh!
Actually, very great bet, I think. With Kyrie Irving playing.
By the way, I think that's a very great bet. I would like to say.
Actually, a very great bet, my friend.
God.
I would just like to be known that the bet that I just made is a very great bet.
I like it, Mitt.
All right, fuck the Sixers.
No, listen, you're either the most confident bet you're confident in is the one you're confident in.
The most comfortable bet is the best bet. But, I mean, seriously, Brooklyn has most of their players. They have, everybody's playing but Ben Simmons. I understand everybody's playing for the 76ers as well. +4, I just think is too much for this good Brooklyn team actually kind of coming into a zone. Philadelphia, yeah, it's in Philly, and it's really a toss-up. That's why I'm taking the +4 with Brooklyn. This is also a TNT Thursday game, Tony. The promoted one where on FanDuel you can get the $10 free same-game parlay. I definitely suggest go in there, opt in, pick one of these games. It's either this game or the Golden State Warriors against Denver Nuggets. There's only two games tonight. They're both on TNT. It makes it easy, Tony.
I admit.
Work, Mitt.
And then my other play for tonight is actually going to be the Denver Nuggets +2.
Like it.
Dogs at home. Dogs at home.
Couple puppies tonight for Mitty.
The over of that game, 229, I just think that's kind of low for a Warriors-Nuggets game when they have a lot of scorers on both teams.
We have a – thank you, Mitt. Good luck.
Thank you. And luck, if I could get into the hype boy parlay.
Yes!
This is far too long. This is
the perfect night.
Come on! Release it!
It's TNT.
No!
More specifically,
TNT Thursday risk free hype boy parlay.
Why?
That's the wrong parlay. Tyrese Maxey, 20 plus points.
Ooh, is Maxey hype?
Is Tyrese Maxey hype?
Sounds like he's
Ask
hype.
Ask anybody, dude.
I'm
Come
asking
on.
You, Paul.
You don't live on NBA Twitter then, because he's probably the most hype on it right now.
Okay, love it. Love to hear it.
And then we got Kyrie Irving plus 25 points. I think he's going to come out and play his ass off. James Harden to score 30 plus. Kevin Durant to score 30 plus.
A lot of points in this game. Jeez.
And if that's going to happen, if all that's going to happen, you might as well just throw in the over.
You have to.
And you know what? If James Harden's going to have 30 points, he's going to hit three threes. So to round out the hype boy parlay, it's getting plus 5,324.
That's
a big hype boy.
Got a baby,
man. Hey, and it's risk-free if you opt in.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Smart. Good to see you again, hype boy.
I'm pumped.
Good
I'm all
to
the
see
way back.
You again, hype
Let's go, hype.
Come on.
Hype. We have a large bet alert.
Timmy.
There's disrespect to the coin.
Oh, what the fuck?
Timmy Malam has placed a $500 bet on the Colorado Avalanche.
You know what, though? It's a homer bet. He's from Colorado.
Oh, is he?
Life's
is he?
Better at 10,000 feet.
Oh. So. Homer bet, huh?
I got no problems with it.
No?
I respect the shit out of that as someone who loves Homer bets.
Yes, he did take Utah State.
Yeah, that was my least confident pick probably all year in college basketball.
Well, yeah, because you're the Homer bet.
I was born on campus, dude.
Yeah, I've heard.
Come on, Marquette. Don't go out like this. Wolverhampton's fucking.
Were we on the. On. No, you were on Buffalo.
Who?
There was a boost. There was a hockey boost tonight. We're not on it, though.
You can be on it.
I'm not on it.
You can be on it.
There's a UFC boost. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
I mean, technically, what was the full boost? Because I took Buffalo plus 1.5. So
It's Knights, Avalanche, and Devils ultimate. So, I mean, it's not. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Players, a lot of rain and wind at the players today. It was suspended until about 2 o'clock, 2:30. So
are they playing now?
I believe they are playing right now. Let me see who's leading.
Nice of our fucking golf guy to pop in.
Yeah, it's weird that he didn't pop in and tell us.
Tell you what, I'm starting the turn.
Nah, he sent me a nice message last night. I'm back on.
There was a back on Bruce comment on in the YouTube about the other golf guy as well.
Jesus. What happened? We'll talk about it off air.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's concerning.
Fucking Harold Varner's -6. Tommy Fleetwood fucking Fairway Jesus is -6. Why?
Where's Stuart Sink?
Bill Zalatoris is -5. Stewie Sink.
Zalatoris always start hot.
He's a
fades.
Hot starter.
What happened?
Stewart Sink got tees off at 6 o'clock tonight. He's going to get one hole in and it's going to be dark.
That's just how we drew it up.
That's what Stu wanted to do today.
He wants to see how the board looks.
Get good news.
Tomorrow.
Good news. Okay.
Big Ten tourney single game record set by Iowa today.
Fucking
most man. Field goals, 43. Most threes, 19. Most points, 112. Largest margin of victory, 36.
Go Hawks.
Them boys might do it.
Them boys might do it.
Them boys might do it.
I think we did it today.
I'd say so.
A lot of picks. Fucking baseball's back.
A lot of fun.
Hype Boy Parlay's back.
That's the one I wanted. That's the one I've been waiting for.
I've been missing it.
You have been missing it.
You have been missing it.
You fucked.
It's on you, dude. We'll be back tomorrow for Friday. Picks Friday.
Picks Friday. Picks Thursday.
Picks Thursday. Thursday was pretty much the thing today.
Yeah. Might be picks week.
First five. Can't wait.
I mean, peace. Yes.
Big for the show.
I mean, Red Sox need now. I literally have to worry. Red Sox need to fucking spend some money.
I heard free agency starts tonight.
I mean, they got like 2 days to report. They have to report by Sunday.
Yeah. We're back, baby.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow. At Hammer Down on Twitter and Instagram, youtube.com/HammerDown. Tell your friends to subscribe. That'd be nice.
Sweet.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer Down.